move on to the second case of the morning. That's American Society of Plumbing Engineers versus TMB Publishing. Mr. Gianpietro.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court and Counsel. My name is Wayne Gianpietro on behalf of the American Society of Plumbing Engineers. And this appeal is from what I believe is an extremely extraordinary preliminary injunction order, which enjoined American Society of Plumbing Engineers, also known as ASPE, the acronym for its name, from using the name Plumbing Engineering and Design, not only for magazine, but for any other products. And in addition, the court said that ASPE had to withdraw from its website anything that talked about that name, which in essence said to the party, rewrite history.
Let me ask you a preliminary question. What's the name of your magazine now?
The magazine that ASPE is actually publishing is Plumbing Systems and Design.
Yeah, now it seems that this preliminary injunction against the former name, whatever it was going to be, isn't that past us now? I mean, if this is a different title and no one seems to really be contesting this one, what is the what's the value of this preliminary injunction just with the magazine? I'm not talking about the other products.
Well, with the magazine itself,
uh-huh.
I guess doesn't really mean a whole heck of a lot, Judge, because in fact ASPE is using something else. But part of the problem, obviously, is not just the magazine.
I know, but that's
part of our fourth.
The main problem.
No, the main problem. No, it's not really.
Well, I know, but would we be here if it weren't for these coinciding or overlapping names of the magazine?
Oh, I think we would be.
All right.
If in fact.
Well, let's focus on that then, because if I understand correctly, the magazine name is no longer an issue.
Well,
at least somebody should say it isn't.
Well,
maybe on remand the court will say it isn't.
But well, who knows what somebody might want to do in the future, because things don't always stay the same. I mean,
Then you have another lawsuit. This is not some peremptory thing. I mean, it's
I guess that's right, Your Honor. If in fact
somebody comes up with a new name.
Somebody comes up with a new name and somebody says, yeah, it's
engineering or something.
Then you have another lawsuit. I agree. But the real vice here, Your Honor, is the fact that the district court didn't stop with the magazine name. And that's the real problem. Because ASPE had been using the name Plumbing Engineering and Design before in connection with its conventions and other things. And that's what's really the problem here is you've got a discreet situation with a magazine that says, here, I'm plumbing engineer. I don't think you ought to use such and such name for your magazine. Now, we disagree with the decision that Plumbing Engineering and Design somehow would cause confusion amongst professional plumbing engineers with a magazine entitled Plumbing Engineer. But the district court went way beyond that.
You want to see that problem now. So now we're dealing with what the other product, right?
Oh, indeed. Indeed, Your Honor. That's the problem. You know, a preliminary injunction is supposed to maintain the status quo. This preliminary injunction drastically changes the relationship between the parties. It says to ASPE, in essence, you can't use your name for a whole plethora of products because somebody else has got a magazine over here with a name. And that's the problem. It says you can't use Plumbing Engineer or any derivation of Plumbing Engineer on your own products. You can't use it on books. You can't use it on your newsletters. You can't use it on anything. You can't use it at your convention. And that's the big vice and the big problem here. In addition to which, the court says, and take any reference to it off of your website. In essence, what the court said would be equivalent to saying to the Chicago Public Library, I found out that this magazine violates somebody else's rights. I want you to take every issue of that magazine out of your stacks, throw it away, nobody can ever see it again.
But it wasn't the reason that the court did that and precluded you from using the specific name on any products, because it found that the two parties basically targeted and directed their goods toward the same consumer audience?
Well, he said that, but that's not true. And there's no evidence to support that, Your Honor. ASPE sends its magazine to its members. That's it. That's what it is. It's the official organizational organ, if you will.
Right, but various products are targeted to the same audience.
Well, certainly. ASPE sends other things to its members as well. It does a whole number of things. Its whole purpose for existing is to be an educational organization where its members can get together and exchange information between each other. Of course, that's what it does. But the court didn't do the kind of analysis that you need to do in order to determine whether an injunction like this ought to exist, even for the magazines, much less for all these other products. It didn't look at things like the similarity of the marks, the marketing channels, which, as Your Honor indicated, it is not the same. It differed. TMB Publishing wants to get its magazine to anybody and everybody it can. It solicits people to subscribe to it from all over the place. That's not what ASPE does. ASPE sends its magazine to its members. That's it.
Well,
that's what it's all about.
Your concern, I assume, then, is that with each product, whatever that might be, and I don't know what they are, the court would have to go through this specific analysis for each product.
Well, there'd certainly have to be some analysis of some kind, and there isn't any evidence that, first of all, you have to start out with what rights TMB has. And TMB has the narrowest and most specific rights that any trademark holder can get. They've got the right to use that name on that magazine, period. Nothing else. They've never done anything else with it. There's no indication that they would ever branch out to do anything else. They've got the right to keep people from using the same name on the same product.
So it doesn't matter if they have other products, and the court clearly found that there was a problem with your group using that title. So you're saying it's okay for them to use it on any other product, that it wouldn't generate any confusion.
Yes, and I'm also saying it's all right for our group to use it on a magazine, because the court did not do the kind of analysis that's necessary to determine whether using plumbing engineering and design would in fact raise a likelihood of confusion, and if in fact you do that analysis, you come to the conclusion that it won't. There is nothing confusingly similar between plumbing engineering and design and plumbing engineer as to this targeted group of people. These are sophisticated engineers. They know what they're looking for. They know the kind of publication they want to use. There is no way that they are ever going to confuse the other guy's magazine with the official organ of the organization they have chosen voluntarily to join. It's almost impossible for anybody to be confused between these publications, because as the evidence clearly shows, not only does ASPE say to its members, here's your magazine, it uses its own trademark logo, it specifically differentiates anything and everything it does from anything that TMB might do.
Let me divide this up a bit. If this were, as you suggest, to be remanded, to go through this analysis and all these details, which seems to be a reasonable effort, if I assume the court would be faced with the new name, are you still going to fight to use the old name, or is that an issue that has?
Well, we're going to use the old name on other products.
Huh?
On other products, right?
On a magazine.
Not. I don't think so. There's certainly no evidence in the record that ASPE would want to go back now that it's using another name to change the name.
I think that would be the first question of the district court, if this were remanded, is, okay, well, are we still faced with the same issue as we were before? And the answer appears to be no. So now we have the other
Not as to the magazine. We still have the issues about all the others.
Yeah, but I think that's what I'm trying to do, is split this in half or whatever. And now we're talking about the other products and the series of analyses that are set out that have to be ascertained with each product, I would presume.
Right.
Whatever those products are, which we don't know here. That's
right.
Not before us.
And that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
The district court just, you know, willy-nilly without any evidence said, and you can't use it anywhere, anytime, anyhow. And that's certainly not what a preliminary injunction is supposed to do. I mean, it is way, way broad. And for the TMB to say in its cross appeal that the court didn't go far enough is really going way beyond anything that the trademark law has ever allowed. I mean, even on final decision, after a full trial, they couldn't get that kind of relief. Because all they can do is prohibit people from using certain kinds of titles on a magazine, not anything else, because they've never done anything other than the magazine. Because remember, the only way they get any rights at all to what is the most descriptive of titles is because they have shown that over a number of years they've used that title and there's some secondary meaning for that title on that product. And that's the only thing they have that they can protect. They don't have any right to have anybody keep from using even a similar name on other products. As the plethora of cases that we've cited in our brief, Popular Mechanics, a whole number of different things like Platinum and things like that, you can't keep other people from using a name on products that you're not associated with. And that's the other vice here, is the district court said that you can't use it on anything, anytime, anyhow, as I said before. And besides, you've got to even remove from your website any references to what you said before as, hey, maybe we might want to use this name.
You're into your rebuttal time now.
Okay, I'll save the rest of my time. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Griffiths.
May it please the court. My name is Daniel Christus. I'm counsel for Appellee TMB. With me at co-counsel's table is Linda Kusma. We are with the firm of Wallenstein, Wagner, and Rocky in Chicago.
And why don't you begin with the scope of the injunction?
Judge, that's exactly where I intended to start, because that is the only area of agreement that we have with Mr. Giampetro. We would agree that the scope of injunction is overbroad in that it enjoins the use of all goods and services. That's what the injunction looks like on its face. But we would disagree with the contention that the injunction must be limited to plumbing engineer alone, on magazines alone, and nothing else. On August 8th, prior to the hearing before the district court of August 22nd, we specifically asked the district court to enjoin the use of plumbing engineer and any confusingly similar marks. While we did not indicate to the court the scope of the goods or services of that injunction that should be covered, we did indicate to the court, for example, that there are many cases, contrary to what Mr. Giampetro said, where there have been injunctions issued against marks that are used on goods or services completely different from the marks of a registrant. And we have cited to some of those cases in our brief at page 18. For example, there was an injunction in the International Kennel case that enjoined the use of the mark International Kennel Club on dog shows when the registrant owned the International Kennel Club mark for stuffed toy dogs. So what Mr. Giampetro says with respect to we have the narrowest of marks and the only protection we have is for that exact same mark directed to those exact same products is simply contrary to trademark.
Well, and I understand that it can be something beyond just the magazine. So what are you suggesting it covers? You said that it's that Judge Zagel made it too broad to cover all goods and services, so what do you think it's narrowed to in addition to the magazine?
Judge Williams, we think it should be directed to all products and services that are directed to the plumbing industry.
Because what's an example?
Well, for example, let's say that they used plumbing engineering and design, as we indicated in our brief, at one of their trade shows. If they did that, there is record evidence that shows that many people who attend these shows, for example, we attend these shows, TMB attends these shows, and we put up exhibits. People know our plumbing engineer mark as a result of 30 years of use. As a result, as we've indicated in our brief, of the use of the mark 3.5 million times at our magazine. If, as ASPE wants, they were to start using plumbing, engineering, and design, an enjoined trademark that this court has enjoined against the use on our magazines. If they were to use that at a show attended by people in the plumbing industry, people might think, looking at that, that that is somehow affiliated with TMB. That's one example. I can't really think of any other examples.
Well, I can't either, because I'm not a plumbing engineer, but it seems to me that the court's decision is pretty slight, and it would, wouldn't it be helpful to have gone through a pretty detailed analysis of whatever one can think of? You said you can't think of anything else. Well, I would like to know if there's going to be any kind of an injunction of what specifically is being enjoined.
Well, we're a publisher, Your Honor. We're a publisher, and that's the kinds of goods that we use plumbing engineer on. We use them on magazines. But the rights that we have under trademark law go beyond magazines, and it is not uncommon for courts to grant injunctions that would prohibit the use of any confusingly similar mark to plumbing engineer on any related goods or services.
So you're saying that all that Judge Zagel didn't do was... Judge Leinenweber didn't do was specifically say directed toward the plumbing industry.
Right.
That's what should have been included.
I think so. Directed to...
Because it is so broad now, it's just to the world.
It is broad. And there are marks where you could...
be to the world.
Buick or General Motors or Toyota, those are very well-known marks. This is a well-known mark, but not an internationally well-known mark such as those. But that is the only area where we agree with Mr. Giampetro and ASPE. With respect to the rest of the court's analysis, it's flawless. The court did the proper analysis. Now, in order for the injunction to be lifted, which is the relief that ASPE has asked for, it has to make a particular showing. It has to show that there is a mistake of law or a mistake of good or a mistake, a mistake of law or a mistake of facts, or that the balancing was done improperly, that there was an abuse of discretion with respect to the balancing. And in this case, the court did everything properly. Now, the only error of law that ASPE appears to contend occurred here is that the court didn't analyze all seven of the likelihood of confusion factors. Now, as the court knows, there are seven likelihood of confusion factors that a district court may look at in determining whether or not to issue a preliminary injunction. What ASPE has essentially said, and it cited this for the first time in its reply brief, is they've said that the Rust Environment case requires that a district court look at and consider all seven factors. And because the district court didn't do that in this case, its analysis was somehow flawed. Well, that's completely wrong. The Rust Engineering case was a 1997 case of this court. 5 years later, in 2002, there was another case that was decided by this court, the Promatech Industries case at 300 F3rd 808. And in Promatech, this court affirmed a district court's grant of an injunction on a trademark, stating that it was affirming it even though there was no evidence regarding the strength of its mark or the evidence of any actual consumer confusion.
Is that case cited in your brief?
It is not. And the reason it is not, Your Honor, is because the contention by ASPE that all seven factors must be considered was first made in its reply.
Did you file supplemental authority?
We did not.
Well, you should.
All right.
We'll do that.
All right, we will. So the supplemental authority, the Promatech case, in fact, shows that there is no requirement to look at all seven of the factors.
I have, again, not being a plumbing engineer, but if there's a magazine titled Outdoor Life, and there's either a camping show or something else, and people come up and they talk about life outdoors and things like that, that seem to be kind of generic.
Oh, we don't object to that kind of use, Your Honor.
Well, that's the trouble. I just don't know what specific use. Because if you talk about plumbing and engineering, the people who show up at these conferences and all, and apparently on their mailing list, are engineers who work with plumbing products.
Of course. And they use that all the time to refer to themselves. But plumbing engineer is the protection that we have is for its use as a trademark. And the injunction of the court properly precludes the use of plumbing engineer as a trademark or as a service mark. That's all we're asking for. Certainly, we don't contend that plumbing engineer could be prohibited from use when someone is referring to themselves as a plumbing engineer. That's not our contention. It never has been.
Well, when they refer to themselves, but when you say products, other products, a product can be, I guess, an advertisement for a trade show. I don't know what it could be, but that's the trouble. And
again, Your Honor, as long as it's not used as a trademark or service mark, we have no problem with it. Your Honor, you asked earlier whether we would be here, but for the fact that they were going to use plumbing engineering and design as the name of the magazine. The answer is no. We would not have been here. In fact, we were sued, TMB was sued by ASP on an unrelated matter, not under appeal. They asked for a preliminary injunction and were denied one. They didn't appeal the denial of that preliminary injunction. We wouldn't have been here but for the fact that they were going to use plumbing engineer plumbing engineering and design on their magazine. That was what we really objected to.
Well, the reason I asked the question is because if they've changed the name of the magazine, but that's not the end of it, and you say it's not the end of it either. Because these other products are an important part of that injunction.
Well, they are.
Are they or are they not?
They are. They are. There's clearly a need for a broader protection on our plumbing engineer mark that goes beyond just the magazine, and we believe we're entitled to it.
I'm confused also. You got out here and thought it was too broad, but in your brief, I think you were saying it wasn't broad enough.
It wasn't broad enough for one reason, Judge Mannion, and the reason is that the injunction should have been issued to cover plumbing engineer and any confusingly similar marks. So I think it was
a mark is a term of art.
Yes, I think
a mark is not just a reference or using it for advertising or something. It's a mark that I assume is what.
It's a trademark.
They have to have a little TM and a circle on it.
Yes, typically. So we
they shouldn't be able to get that.
Pardon?
They shouldn't be able to get that then. A trademark.
In what sense?
In the sense that it would have a little circle with a TM. Doesn't that mean it's official trademark?
Yes, it's a registered trademark.
How can you register it if it's confusing, or do they not care?
Well, it's not confusing, Judge. We're entitled to use plumbing engineer by virtue of our long use of that mark on the magazine. The mark had been used for 30 years.
Okay.
But getting back to the point that you made, we think the injunction is somewhat too broad in the sense that the goods that it covers all goods, mm-hmm. shouldn't have covered all goods. We didn't ask for that kind of injunction. But it's too narrow in the sense that it only covered the word plumbing engineer and not plumbing engineer and confusingly similar marks. Mm-hmm. Under the trademark statute, we're entitled to protection against any colorable imitation of a registered trademark, not merely the mark itself.
So, that being, you're saying that should have been included, and then it should have been narrower at the other end. What is your suggestion for us? Are we to remand it back to the district court to have that tailored, or is that something you think we should do?
I think the district court would be in the best position to tailor that, because there's just not an adequate amount of evidence, I think, here.
So both of you want to remand, huh?
Assuming that we, I mean, your position would be to affirm the decision of the district court in large part in terms of the findings as it relates to the various factors, but send it back for remand
on the
injunctive language.
The factors that were considered were absolutely correct. There were four factors that were found in our favor, and they're the same four factors that, three of those four factors were found in the Thai case to justify an injunction. We had the same three factors as in the Thai case, and we also had strength of the marks. We had strength of the marks over and above the three factors that the Thai case used to issue a preliminary injunction, and that was upheld by this court. So the court went through the proper analysis. Of the seven factors, it found four in our favor, and it made no findings on three of them. Now again, in the Thai case, only three of the four factors were adequate for this court's affirmance of a preliminary injunction. So we've got those three facts and more. Now, with respect to the findings of fact, again, the obligation here was for ASP to show clear error of fact or law. there's no clear error of fact that's been shown. The four findings that were determined by the district court in our favor included the similarity of the marks. And the court found that essentially the marks were similar. It didn't buy this contention that there was no infringement merely because they took our mark plumbing engineer and added an ING in design to the end of it. That finding's not clearly erroneous. With respect to the strength of the marks, well, it's true. The court did find that the marks were strong because they are registered and incontestable. This circuit doesn't hold that an incontestable registration is evidence of strength. However, this court does say, and it said it in the barbecue marks case, that long use is evidence of strength of the marks. And the court, as we indicated at page 14 of our brief, was presented with much evidence of the strength of our marks, including long use, including use of the mark on 3.5 million publications, including 30 years of the presentation of our mark plumbing engineer at trade shows. All of those things evidence strength, and therefore the court's finding in that regard was not clearly erroneous. Now, the similarity of the products, clear, both magazines, no question about that. That's really not seriously disputed. Mr. Wilson also admitted at page 117 of the transcript that his magazine would compete head-to-head with plumbing engineer. I see my time is up. I would just like to make one other comment, and that's that no abuse of discretion has been shown with respect to the balancing of these four factors, and it is an abuse of discretion standard in determining whether there is a likelihood of confusion. There's been no allegation that the court abused its discretion in connection with its balancing of these four factors. Thank you.
Thanks. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you, Your Honor.
And why don't you respond to his position that the court is not required to go through all seven factors?
There are, of course, certain situations where you don't have to make a finding on every factor, but the court at least has to know that they exist and know what it's doing. And that's not what happened here, Your Honor. What happened was the district court said, they got an incontestable trademark, that's it, over and out, that's the end of the story.
But the district court made certain other findings relating to other factors. That wasn't the only factor.
It said they're both magazines. It didn't really do any analysis of any of those other factors at all. The channels of distribution are not the same. They're different. TMB goes out to get as many people to subscribe to its publication as it possibly can. ESPY doesn't do that. It sends its magazine to its people, period.
TMB.
They are not the same channels of distribution.
Does TMB have, is that the one of the 25,000 distribution, TMB?
Yeah.
Or
yes.
Their magazine, and
right.
And what's your membership?
About 15,000, I think.
Okay.
So it's totally different. Whatever analysis the court did in regard to that is definitely wrong and is not supported by the record. We don't really know, and the court couldn't have made a finding about similarity of the products other than the fact that they're magazines, because at the time of the hearing, ESPY hadn't put its first magazine out yet. So yeah, they're both magazines, of course they are. No question about that, but I mean, that's not an issue that was subjected to any dispute at all. The marketing channels are different. There's no discussion of the sophistication of the purchaser, which here is of paramount importance. I see my time is up, Your Honors. Unless you have further questions, I thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement.